Literature 1A. David Copperfield by Charles Dickens. Exercise 8.
I was not considered as being formally received into the school, however, until J. Steerforth arrived. He was reputed to be a great scholar and was very good-looking, and at least half a dozen years my senior. He inquired, under a shed in the playground, into the particulars of my punishment, and was pleased to express his opinion that it was a jolly shame, for which I became bound to him ever afterwards. "What money have you got, Copperfield?" he said, walking aside with me. I told him 7 shillings. "You had better give it to me to take care of," he said. "At least you can if you like. You needn't if you don't like." I hastened to comply with his friendly suggestion, and opening Peggotty's purse, turned it upside down into his hand. "Do you want to spend anything now?" he asked me.
"No, thank you," I replied.
"You can if you like, you know," said Steerforth. "Say the word."
"No, thank you, sir," I repeated.
"Perhaps you'd like to spend a couple of shillings or so on a bottle of currant juice up in the bedroom," said Steerforth. "You'll be in the same room as me." It certainly had not occurred to me before, but I said, "Yes, I should like that." "Very good," said Steerforth. "You'll be glad to spend another shilling or so on almond cakes, I dare say?" I said, "Yes, I should like that too." "And another shilling or so on biscuits, and another on fruit, eh?" said Steerforth. I smiled because he smiled, but I was a little troubled in my mind, too. "Well," said Steerforth, "we must make it stretch as far as we can, that's all. I'll do the best in my power for you. I can go out when I like, and I'll get these things." With these words, he put the money in his pocket, and kindly told me not to make myself uneasy. He would take care it should be all right. He was as good as his word. I had feared it was a waste of my mother's 2 half-crowns, though I had kept a piece of paper they were wrapped in, which was a precious saving. When we went upstairs to bed, he produced the whole 7 shillings worth and laid it out on my bed in the moonlight, saying, "There you are, young Copperfield, and a royal spread you've got."